House Democrats to move on. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
So Congress should be...
Congress shouldn't be looking anymore. This is all. It's done.
President Trump also tweeted, no more costly and time-consuming investigations. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump says he doesn't want former counsel Don McGahn to testify, saying he's already testified for many hours and that the Russia probe is over. The president spoke exclusively to Fox's Catherine Herridge.
Think of it. After 2.5 years and all of that money spent, nothing. Very few people could have sustained that.
President Trump also said Attorney General William Barr made the right call in refusing to show up at yesterday's House Judiciary Committee hearing into the Mueller report. Democrats were going to bring in staff lawyers to ask Barr questions. Dave.
Rachel's Democrats not only believe the president obstructed justice, they think it's still going on.
How sad it is for us to see the top law enforcement officer in our country misrepresenting, withholding the truth from the Congress of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claims Barr lied to lawmakers, calling it a crime, which the Justice Department says is false and reckless. San Francisco is suing the Trump administration over what the president announced on the National Day of Prayer, protecting health care workers who object to abortion and other procedures on moral or religious grounds. Critics worry this could lead to women or those in the LGBT community being denied medical attention, but conservatives like the proposal.
A representative from the Catholic Association stated, no health care worker should ever be forced to choose between their practice or their faith. That principle is enshrined in countless laws and regulations, but has been violated for far too long.
Fox's Lauren Green. The president wants Congress to provide more than $4 billion to help with the surge of migrants at the border. Late Wednesday, a 10-month-old baby died crossing the Rio Grande into the U.S. with his family when the raft they were in capsized. Three others are missing. This is Fox News.
Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer call Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerEdge T30, and select order codes.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
He's a reformed terrorist. The man who admits he was an Al-Qaeda recruit who plotted to bomb the New York City subway in 2009 will soon be freed after helping prosecutors for years, implicating others in terror cases.
Najibullah Zazi got a 10-year federal prison sentence, which amounts to time served for what he spent in prison for the subway bomb plot. Zazi faced life, but he cooperated with the government against Al-Qaeda, thwarting several attacks worldwide. Defense Attorney William Stamper spoke on the judge's impression of that.
He's never seen a letter similar to what they submitted to him with respect to what he has done for the United States government.
It could be days or weeks before Zazi's release. Stamper says he's not worried about Zazi fitting into society. In New York City, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Tristan Terrell was a no-show in court yesterday. The student accused of shooting up a classroom at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. He's charged with murdering two students, wounding four others. There's a disturbance in the force.
Chewie. We're home.
The actor Peter Mayhew, the man who made the Wookiee Chewbacca come to life, has died. His family posting the news on his official Twitter account, writing, "The family Peter Mayhew, with deep love and sadness, regrets to share the news that Peter has passed away." The family posting that the actor passed away in his North Texas home Tuesday evening, surrounded by family and friends. He underwent spinal surgery in July in an effort to improve his mobility. Mayhew played Chewbacca in all the Star Wars films up until 2015. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
In a half hour, we'll get an update on the economy, the April report on how many jobs were created, and the unemployment rate. Ahead of that, Dow futures up nearly 100 points after a second straight sell-off. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Friday morning, May 3rd. Local news, Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer at CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash at cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illinois Department of Health shows five area nursing homes have been fined for violations found in state inspections. The former Champaign County-owned nursing home in Urbana was fined for a Type A violation. That is the second most serious category of violation. That's a $25,000 fine. The former Heartland of Champaign nursing home was also fined $25,000 for a Type A violation. Both facilities have been sold recently. Police have arrested a suspect in connection to the fatal shooting of a teenager on August 28th of last year. Champaign police got to the scene near Paula Drive and Larkspur Lane. They found 16-year-old David Sankey with gunshot wounds. He died at a hospital that night. 19-year-old Darian White was arrested on Thursday for first-degree murder. Bond was set at $1 million. The News Gazette says more than 100 people attended a memorial for Sankey the night after his death. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash at cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 NMLS number 1772943.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, they turn your feelings into flowers with two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good Friday morning, Diaducy.
Good morning, Stevie. Some clouds today with a high 63. Expected 46 our low tonight. Just a slight chance of precipitation. And about the same for tomorrow. 20% shot at some showers. We've got a high 62 expected with the clouds. Down to 44 by Saturday night with partly cloudy conditions. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high near 70. Right now, 48, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, May 3rd, 48 degrees. A little bit chilly.
Mm-hmm.
But looking good for, you say, Sunday. Really, really nice.
Yeah.
We get outside a little more. Hey,
exactly.
Good morning. Friday morning. Looks like the state of Illinois will be looking at this gaming bill. Tried to have it ready by the end of May.
Okay, then.
WTTW in Chicago recently.
Okay, so spell out those options for us.
There are actually five major proposals that are underway, and that's because really everyone wants a piece of the action. Horse race tracks, the lottery, the Cubs, the Sox, the Bulls, the Blackhawks, casinos say that they're a logical host for both in-person and online betting. In order for it to be successful, they say Illinois should set some limits, or no limits.
Any restriction on bet offers, for example, collegiate sports or different prop bets or in-game betting, or high taxes or any other additional fees, creates an unlevel playing field so the black market operators can afford to offer materially better prices and products.
Okay, so you'll be able to go in. I'm not sure who will have all of this. Well, presumably you could go to the, 7-Eleven and place your bet on Illinois against somebody.
Okay.
And then you can bet.
Yeah.
Remember the Fred Flintstone? He had a bit of a gambling problem. I am just not for this type of direction. I think the bookies and all the illegals and the online, it's easy enough. I mean, it's almost like, okay, should you sell beer at Illinois baseball? Well, why not? I mean, really, it's just whatever you want to do. You know, it's just loosened up to the point where years ago, decade ago, I said, if you're going to have these little casinos, they're going to be on every corner, and you got Dotties and Lotties and Bodies, and they're everywhere, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's gambling. I don't know who goes in there. I mean, I see people coming out for a cigarette. but I mean, I presume it's what it always has been. It's for people who shouldn't be betting. The people with the money that could generally don't. Unless you're in a casino or you go somewhere special like, you know, Las Vegas or something. We need the money. Okay. What's that $178 million going to mean to Illinois anyway? What are we, $35 billion in debt?
Right.
Morally, you know, there's a reason in Singapore that people that live in Singapore aren't allowed in their casinos. If you live in Singapore, you can't go in.
Oh.
They don't want you to have a betting problem. They don't want you to lose your money because you lose your money.
It's strictly for tourists.
It's for tourists to suck the juice out of the tourism because they will. So anyway, it's here. So, you know, now we'll legitimately, legally be talking about Illinois giving up the 7. What do you think? I don't know. I think they can cover. It'll be normal lexicon stuff, not just bookie stuff that you meet the guy at the bar and you. That's how it used to be. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. There are going to be problems. You know, marijuana legalization is going to cause more accidents. Gambling, that open because now we're endorsing it. It's all good. Gaming is good. It's all good. Go for it. Bet $20. It's okay. I know you're only 15, but Dad will make that bet for you. Not a good direction. Long way from now when I'm no longer around. He'll say, that Stevie J guy said that wasn't a good idea. And we're going to turn into Back to the Future, too.
Well, what about prostitution?
Well, I mean, the Kamala Harris mentioned that one. She's a candidate for president. What's it called? The sex trade or whatever it is? What's so wrong with that? There's no harm being done.
Huh.
It's the wrong direction, my friends. The wrong direction. Okay, it's 7:12. We got a big ball game today. Big series in Chicago.
Yes, we do. Cubs versus Cardinals.
Yeah, but it's going to be one of those layer-up games, huh?
Oh,
Cardinals were delayed by 3 hours yesterday for their afternoon getaway game. Didn't start till the evening. Cardinals played all the guys that don't generally get a play yesterday. The Cardinals sat 5 starters. So it was a little unique lineup. It's still a good game, 2-1. Washington gets the final game of that series.
Yep.
Cubs going to today 2.5 behind the Cardinals. So if they sweep the Cardinals, they'll be in first place Monday morning. That's what they're looking at. Cubs are playing good. Cardinals are playing good. Ought to be really fun. But it'll be chilly off the lake, won't it? Wrigley today.
I'm looking it up. It's 44 now. Feels like 39.
Oh, man. That's one of those games. So if you're in that... If you're in Wrigley Field today...
My friend Kent Hollis going to be going to that game.
Well, you got a 1 o'clock. The air temperature at that time will be 48.
Okay.
So it's not changing much. So it's going to be
41 tonight. That's right.
55 on Saturday in Chicago. 66 on Sunday will be nice. So chilly in Chicago as usual. Cubs and Cardinals, first series of the year. Hey, we're sold out for the June 2nd bus trip.
Yeah.
We do have a trip going to Wrigley on June 9th. We're hesitant to really push the time because we don't know. It could be a 1:20. It could be a flex game, national game of the week. That'd be at 7 at night at Wrigley. So it'd be a late night. But we do have tickets to the ball game. If you're interested in going to Wrigley Field, Chicago, you can come out to the studios here in the Pines in Urbana. All right, going to check your sports headlines. We'll do that next. It's ESPN 93.5, Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny. Bottom of the hour, Congressman Rodney Davis in an hour as well.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Our family started in the nursery business in 1865, and for 5 generations, we've been growing trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals for central Illinois. You hear about farm-to-table, but our family's been nursery-to-garden for 154 years. We have over 3,000 trees above ground ready to be planted, thousands of shrubs, 40,000 perennials, and hundreds of thousands of annuals, with most of it grown right here in Urbana. So come out and beat the May rush. Schedule a tree planting or have some rocker mulch delivered right to your driveway. You can find out all about our great products and great people at countryarbors.com.
Shop 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign for Mother's Day. 10,000 Villages has a great selection on earrings, necklaces, and other jewelry, along with beautiful scarves that mom will love. Plus, now through May 12th, it's buy one, get one 50% off on jewelry and scarves. Only at 10,000 Villages. Find mom something she will love this Mother's Day. 10,000 Villages, 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, here we go. Sports headlines. Diane, what do you got?
One of the things that's trending from the Washington Nationals win over St. Louis 2-1 yesterday was Steven Strasburg striking out nine, making it 1,500 in his career. Wow.
That's a lot. CeCe Sabathia just got his 3,000th strikeout for the Yankees. So Steven's halfway there.
Okay.
Pretty good.
And this headline says, in fewest innings ever for the 1,500 for Steven Strasburg.
His issue is staying healthy. They had him going crazy good about 4 years ago. And the Washington Nationals are headed to the playoffs. They just shut him down because they thought the guy had pitched too much all year. They didn't have their best pitcher, and it didn't go well for Washington at the end of the year because they said, you pitched too much, you can't pitch the rest of the year. And I was like, what are you doing? This is your chance. Anyway, Strasburg's had injuries, but he is good when he's good.
He's at age 30. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals made the flight last night from Washington, D.C. to Chicago and will play the Cubs today at 1:20. Jack Flaherty against Kyle Hendricks. But yesterday, it was a lineup that rested Yadier Molina, Paul DeJong, Jose Martinez, Paul Goldschmidt, and Dexter Fowler, still feeling the effects of flu-like symptoms, was out for the third straight game. Yet the Cardinals were in it right down to the last out and lost 2-1 to the Nationals.
Very close game. They had several opportunities, actually nine hits in the game, but they stranded 10 runners. They just couldn't get the big knockout blow. Strasburg gets the win. Dakota Hudson pitched very well in the loss. Dominic Leone was outstanding out of the Cardinals' bullpen.
So what do you expect from Jack Flaherty after the late flight last night and the opener of the three-game series today at Wrigley?
Jack will be competitive. He always is. I love the series with the Cubs. I can't wait.
The Cardinals have won 3 out of 4 on the road trip and play today at 1:20 on the air at 12:25.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs had the day off yesterday from Wrigley, 21st pitch. I guess Addison Russell has completed his 40-game suspension, goes to Iowa AAA. But Cubs versus Cardinals, you can hear the action on US 105.9 if you like Chicago, and here on ESPN 93.5 if you favor St. Louis. Chicago White Sox over the Boston Red Sox yesterday. That final was 6-4. They've got another game today, as do our Illini, as they face number 19, Indiana at 6. And there's fireworks after that out.
Yep.
It's the Hickory River for the first 500 fans. Gates open at 5. By the way, at 5, our Illinois softball team in action against Purdue. And the NCAA tournament for our Illinois tennis team as we take on Western Michigan at 4.
Was a women play here too as well? 5 o'clock? Okay. Mm-hmm. Big old...
Yeah, the whole area. Going to be buzzing with a lot of activity.
Fun.
So take note of that. I was also noting in North Carolina and the Wells Fargo that's going on. Looks like Roy McIlroy has been golfing well, and that'll come into the weekend also.
Getting ready for the PGA Championship. That'll be the next Tiger Woods sighting. That'll be coming up. Is that the week? I think it's a week from this weekend.
I think you say this horse... Haikal, H-A-I-K-A-L. Mm-hmm. He's been scratched from the Kentucky Derby due to infection on his front foot.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 63, down to 46. 62 the high tomorrow, down to 44. A very similar forecast with a slight chance of showers, but mainly clouds and a little cooler for us. 70 the high on Sunday, though, with partly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 48 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. You can find Eric at providentfinancialgroupllc.com. Mike Ditkin, Brother Johnny, coming up. Ran into somebody I think you know yesterday. and hadn't seen him in a long time, and I think a lot of people are familiar with him. I'll tell you about it in a second.
Okay.
720 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street will be reacting today to the April employment report. Microsoft is launching new tools for artificial intelligence and blockchain technology used in cryptocurrency. It revealed the tools just before its software developer conference next week in Seattle. Microsoft now relies on its strong growth in cloud computing and software services. Facebook is believed to be creating its own version of Bitcoin for its users. The Wall Street Journal says Facebook is looking to work with financial firms and online merchants for a system that could be used worldwide, but the value of the cryptocurrency would be kept stable by Facebook. Though Facebook isn't specifically commenting on the report, it does say it's looking into cryptocurrency technology and its many different applications. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Well, I was going into the mire yesterday. And lo and behold, the guy in shades said, Stevie J. It was Crazy Johnny.
Crazy Johnny.
I hadn't seen Crazy Johnny in a while. He's going to be at RJ's in Philo, I think, tonight, 8 to 11.
Nice.
He was on CI Living a year or so ago.
Excellent.
Yep. Bill Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Taking care of business on a Friday morning.
Yeah, we'll hear that at RJ's in Philo tonight. I think it was tonight. Anyway, Crazy Johnny Band. He's been playing rock and roll around here for 54 years.
Wow. I know I've introduced him a few times.
Yeah.
And we'll do that Wednesday night concert series called Neighborhood Nights with the Urbana Park District.
He'll be there?
He's usually one of the bands I introduce.
All right.
6:30 to 8 every Wednesday. Free popcorn. You bring your lawn chair out. I love it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good to see Crazy Johnny.
All right. Now to him.
I haven't seen him in a while, but he's been around the music scene. Brother Johnny in town. How are you, Johnny?
BBJ, great being here. It's kind of cold.
Yeah.
Doggone rainy.
May 3. It's 48 right now.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it has to dry up a little to plant corn and beans. So.
I was talking with my first cousin, Chris Houseman
was on yesterday.
Okay.
And he said, best case, 3 to 5 days, maybe. But
right.
They said not ready to push the panic button for the corn, but maybe in 3 weeks.
40% typically planted by this time. Only 10% of our state has anything in.
Well, a lot of that's going to be replanted.
Can you plant hemp in wet weather? I mean, you know, marijuana's kind of a hot thing. So,
well, in any case, that is what Governor Pritzker has released.
Yeah.
And people are, you know, getting their paperwork done to plant hemp.
Johnny, you've known me a while. Brother Johnny, he's my older brother.
Uh-huh.
I am against expansion of gambling. I'm against legalizing marijuana. I'm against alcohol inside baseball stadium in Illinois. Am I really old fuddy-duddy? Am I out of step here?
Well, I don't know if you're out of step. It's not rational objections. Those are reasonable viewpoints. But just not headed. It's not trending, Steve.
Yes, right.
Exactly right. So, I mean, and nobody probably has ever seen Back to the Future 2. But that's when Biff took over, and the whole place was just gambling and loose women. And I don't like that. I don't want that.
And he got that money from a hot tip and knowing the bookie and all that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He cheated.
Well, sometimes I do wonder if the Illinois version of It's a Wonderful Life has Jimmy jumping off the pier.
Yeah, that's right.
Jimmy Stewart was in that movie. If it's a favorite, but I'm not giving it up yet, Steve. But
it's just maybe I'm a Puritan in today's day.
Yeah,
maybe I'm too straight. Maybe I need to loosen up.
Well, you know, that's a question we all have to ask ourselves. I tell you what, you can't loosen up too much, or you see how far off you can get.
Right, that's right.
So,
all right, we're going to get Mike Ditka in this conversation. We'll do that coming up next. He's in Naples, Florida. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, on this Friday morning next, ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm April Jewell, a teacher in Ballard County School District in Kentucky. Thanks to a $25,000 grant from America's Farmers for Rural Education, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, we upgraded the technology in our classrooms to enhance health science curriculums to prepare students for various careers. I encourage farmers to nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 STEM grants.
Visit americasfarmers.com.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto. Get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loaner Tool Program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions, so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone.
My old dryer finally bit the dust. I had to get a new one and figured I might as well get a new matching washer at the same time because the washer would probably be going out soon too. So I went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance Road. They had this huge front loader pair on sale for $300 off both the washer and the dryer and a buy one, get one free on the pedestals. I went home and checked out the set online. Sure enough, it had great reviews. I went back to Dick Van Dyke and saved over $1,100, got their free 10-year protection plan on both appliances and 0% financing. I got it all. Wow!
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Bloomington Normal during May. This on-sale Electrolux laundry pair will hold a king-size comforter and two king-size sheets in one load. And as always, I guarantee Dick Van Dyke will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Everyone, it's Andrea.
And don't forget me, Shane. I'm here also. Are you looking to carb up for a race this spring or summer?
Oh, yes.
We got tasty pasta.
Come to Rosati's today.
Need lunch or dinner options?
Because we do serve it all.
So then thank Rosati's Pizza.
Yeah, thank Rosati's Pizza.
And come see me, Shane, at 701 South Gregory in Urbana. We're online at myrosati's.com. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to say hi to Andrea, too.
Who can forget about me?
Rosati's Pizza. Call 217-328-2334 or online at myrosati's.com/Urbana.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter writes, "No more costly and time-consuming investigations. It's time to get back to business." And he tells Fox, "It's done."
I assume that for the $35 million, they've gone through everything. My taxes, my financial statements, which are phenomenal, they've gone through everything. And I'm so clean.
House Democrats, though, still want testimony from current and former administration officials and special counsel Robert Mueller. The actor who played Chewbacca in the Star Wars movies died. Peter Mayhew was 74.
The family sharing a statement on Twitter. In part, it reads, "The Star Wars family meant so much more to him than a role in a film." Actor Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker in the series, taking to Twitter with a montage of pictures, captioning it, "I'm a better man for just having known him."
Fox's Monica DeLuca. The economy added 263,000 jobs last month, unemployment down to 3.6%. This is Fox News.
Check your local news now, brought to you by my friend Larry Canfer, the greatest photographer in the world. Congratulate your Illini or Parkland grad, or honor that retiree with beautiful art and photography from my friend Larry Canfer and his team at the Larry Canfer Gallery. Meet Larry, check out gift items, and see all his work at Canfer.com, K-E-N-F-E-R, Canfer.com, or stop to the gallery off Neal Street, off Dunlap in Champaign, essentially Neal and Windsor in Champaign. The Larry Canfer Gallery.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police have arrested a suspect in connection to the fatal shooting of a teenager on August 28th of last year. Champaign police got to the scene near Paula Drive and Larkspur Lane. They found 16-year-old David Sankey with gunshot wounds. He died at a hospital that night. 19-year-old Darian White was arrested on Thursday for first-degree murder. Bond was set at $1 million. The city of Champaign gets a $1 million donation from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation to help with demolishing abandoned properties. WC CIA says the foundation also recently kicked in $30 million to bring social services together to fight drug addiction. It looks like a sports betting bill in the state could be ready for lawmakers' consideration next week. HOIABC.com says Representative Mike Zalewski is working on the bill. He says he feels a lot of pressure to get it done by the end of the session on May 31st. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or Canfer.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, again, our news brought to you by Larry Canfer Gallery. They have such great and creative gifts. You'll want to visit there for the grad, for the retiree, for the Parkland or Illini grad. It's just great stuff, and it's memorable. You'll have it forever. They'll have it forever. All right, ESPN 93.5, 734 in Champaign-Urbana. We're dealing with kind of coolish conditions, way cooler than it ought to be this time of year. But what the heck? Gonna get better by Sunday. Gonna be kind of a 60-ish, and then you got 65, 70 by Sunday with a little more sun peeking out. And currently 45 degrees in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5. We're gonna get Mike Ditkin, Brother Johnny. That will be coming up. Stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor whenever we can gather wisdom on the phone and in the studio. Brother Johnny is here from New Orleans. Mike Ditka is, where are you, Coach? In Naples, but what are you doing today?
I'm going to play golf, and we got a couple more days down here. I'm going to go back to Chicago on the 8th.
Yeah, I told people that, you know, depending on the night, most nights they'll catch you at the restaurant in Chicago, and I know a lot of people try and time it. I said, if you get there between 6 and 8, there's a pretty good chance you'll see Coach Mike Ditka at Ditka's Restaurant in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm usually there at about that time, but I won't be back until the 8th. I'm coming back the morning of the 8th.
All right, well, the Chicago entire Cook County, entire state of Illinois, entire Middle West misses Mike Ditka when he's not there. Wow. Johnny, and who could ever beat Mike Ditka's Restaurant for dinner, Johnny?
It's just, I haven't seen it anywhere, Steve.
Nowhere. Way better than Ruth Chris. It's a paddle steak with the garlic mashed potatoes, please. Mm. And Johnny thinks I drop it on the floor because I eat it so fast. He told me to watch your hand, Mike. Watch your hand. Okay. Coach, William Barr has been getting grilled both in person and off Mike. He did not show up for the House because they had all kinds of weird things. They were trying to use lawyers or staff lawyers essentially to grill him. I think they should do all this stuff behind closed doors because it's nothing but politics. Here's what Nancy Pelosi, in kind of a stunning comment, said about William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States of America.
He lied to Congress. He lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States, and not the Attorney General.
Okay, so essentially he's a criminal. He lied to Congress. That's criminal activity. I think what they're doing, Coach and Johnny, I think you have to absolutely shred this man because he's looking into the dossier. Fox had something out of this morning, looking into the dossier, looking into the Clintons and the Obamas, and that's got some people on Capitol Hill a little concerned.
No, I agree with you. He's looking into what the Clintons and Obama did, and then they will be concerned.
Well, I think the strategy across the board for the last several years, maybe decades, has been to villainize anyone who disagrees with you or who's doing something you don't want them to do. So you attack them personally, and it's gotten so bad that the
current... it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's embarrassing. I agree with that. It's just, and I don't know who... I just don't know who's buying into it anymore. I
think that could be the tipping point of the revelation of what's going on here. I think more and more people are understanding that it's just a real... battle for the direction of the country. I mean, they, you know, Joe Biden said it's the battle for the soul of the nation and all of this. And he's right. I mean, this, are we going to go that far left or are we going to stay common sense? Mike, when you were talking about Barack Obama, when Barack Obama said change is coming to America, you said change from what to what?
Exactly. So. I mean, what is bad about America? The only thing that's bad about America I see is the way the politicians are acting right now. I mean, the not putting your country first, you're putting your party first or special interest first, I think that's disgusting.
And if you don't ever dial around, you don't have any perspective on what's happening. It's all, you're hearing stuff and I'm going, wait a minute, that's not true.
Well, and that's the problem. The Democrats have a problem. They talk themselves into whatever it is. They fits their agenda. They talk themselves into it, so they don't know what's happening. You got to realize they're stunned that Donald Trump is president. They're just stunned.
Right.
They can't believe
get over it. Right.
That you would to hear him talk. You would think he was running against Mother Teresa. If you remember, it was actually Hillary Clinton that was running. That's why Trump's president.
Yeah.
And they double that. They're doubling down on that. And I think it's backfiring, I'll tell you.
Well, and there's a new book about Barack Obama that's just out about what, you know, how he felt about it. He thought America turned on him. He could not believe what had happened that night. He felt like Michael Corleone, he said. He thought he was handing over the power, did not believe it could happen, and it did. They said he was a clown. There's no way America elects him. He's cartoonish, is what he called him. And he was stunned, and I think America on the left still can't get over it, still believe he cheated, still believe, and the narrative is they, you know, he definitely worked with Vladimir Putin to win. So if you go out there, the people that watch MSNBC totally believe it, and MSNBC is so invested in it, they can't drop the narrative because the ratings bring a lot of money.
Yeah, well, it's a, I'll tell you, Mike, the Democrats lost the election the way we set it up, but also, and they talk about the popular vote. In 49 states, not counting California, Trump won the popular vote. America voted for Trump. They didn't vote for the candidate they put up. And instead of looking at that, they just want to continue to attack the opponent instead of saying, man, maybe we should get a better candidate. And I think...
But isn't it what they usually do? I mean, the reality of the situation is he won the election, and they don't want to face reality. They don't want to believe that he won the election. I didn't vote for Obama. I voted for
Romney or McCain. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, all I'm saying is that you know, let it go. I mean, if you decide that he is not what you want, then he won't be elected for a second term. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody else can get.
But let
him serve term and relax.
The way they built this thing up, though, it's like, you know, obviously he's not going to win. He's a criminal. He hires criminals. They cheat all the time. So if he wins again, we needed a safe house the first time around. We're going to need a safe territory. I mean, they're going to be so upset about it, they won't believe it again.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he'll win again, but I certainly hope he does. But it's really a pathetic situation that our politics has come to this. I mean,
it's bad.
Beat up for no reason at all.
Yep.
I mean, whether he's a, he's not all the things they say he is.
No.
He may not be everything I think he is, but he's certainly not what they say he is.
But, Mike, I think what you were getting at, and I agree, is that Obama won the presidency, and he was the president.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at him as president of the United States.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
You know, I wasn't going whining through the streets saying, how did this happen? No, I mean, he actually did some things, you know. I was one of the Americans that had a president.
Yep.
That was our president. And now Trump's our president, and it hasn't been accepted.
No, they don't accept. The core people don't accept it. All right, we'll see what happens if there's an election in 18 months. There's 21 Democrats running for president on the Democratic side. 21! How in the world are they going to sort that out, and who will come out of that thing? That's just crazy. Mike, 21. That's crazy.
Not going to work.
Well, what's going to happen, they're going to end up at a convention.
Yeah.
And there is no telling who will come out of that convention.
The brokered convention. Yeah.
It could be Nancy Pelosi. No, it doesn't have
know.
To be one of the candidates.
Right. Oh, my.
It's whoever the delegates land on.
Wow.
That's how McGovern won.
Whew. Okay. Here we go.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft,
The Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray.
I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this, Coach, but the draft, you know, the draft had better ratings in the NBA playoffs. There are a lot, there were hundreds of thousands of people in Nashville. You heard the next day that the Bears had picked you in the first round.
I thought that was Indianapolis.
It was in Nashville.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Well, I mean, Coach, what an incredible event.
It's a big event. It really is. And the NFL is doing a great job. And then it's a city like Nashville, which doesn't have a pro team. But I tell you what a great city to have Tennessee Titans, I'm sorry.
They got the Titans. But the whole street full of people. It looked like Mardi Gras. It was unbelievable, the amount of people. I mean,
it is a big thing. The NFL draft is probably in sports is probably, you know, in that way it's the biggest thing. There is bigger than hockey or golf or anything else. But I mean, it's big.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's been big for a long time, Coach.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Kyler Murray's 5'10" and an eighth. He's the shortest quarterback ever selected that high. He's obviously a skilled player, Arizona think he's their guy. That's fine. Coach, he got $36 million or $35,984,000 more than you did.
Well, here's the thing about Murray. The way they're running offenses in pro football right now, they're having him on the move. He'll be on He throws the ball very well on the move. He'll be out of the pocket a lot. So it's not the same. You know, you're not setting the guy taking a six-step drop and thrown out of a pocket. He's going to be moving. That's what he is. I mean, he's a rollout quarterback. He's a great athlete. I mean, is he a good pick? I think he's a very good pick. I don't know. I'm sure he's a very smart individual. But I watched him play, and I enjoyed watching him play, really. He's a playmaker. Mm. He makes things. And I think if you're a coach, and you run an offense, you're going to have that thing wide open where you're going to have him on the run a lot because that's what he's good at, throwing the ball on the move.
Well, and can he withstand getting hit, or can they keep him from taking the hits?
Well, I don't know if they can keep from it, but, you know, no, anybody that gets hit in pro football with the size of these people and with the force they're getting hit with, you've got a chance to get hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say he'll be okay.
Okay.
There's a couple of 300-pound linemen running 4.7, 4.8.
What is that? What is that?
Well, you know, the human body, the evolution, you know, people are bigger now. I mean, they're just much bigger. And so when they say a guy in my era that played at 250 pounds and could run a 4.9 or something.
Yeah, that's good.
There's guys at 320 pounds that can run 4.9 now.
Man.
I mean, it's just the evolution of the body.
Did you guys lift weights in those days?
Well, when I was with the Bears, we had some guys who, Stan Jones and those guys, had a program where they lifted weights. And then some of us got involved in it. But my weightlifting really came when I went to the Cowboys, and I saw what that did because it changed everything.
Mm.
I mean, we ran, we sprinted, we ran cross-country, we did everything. But that program there came from a guy who coached Olympic athletes, and they came to the Cowboys. Coach Landry hired them, and it was unbelievable. I mean, it really changed. It changed pro football. I think it changed the athlete because they not only were they good athletes, but they became better, stronger, faster, and all those things because of the workouts they had.
Yeah, it's an amazing it is today. They're just, I don't know, they're just top of the line.
Mm, it's
guys
stunning.
Are unreal.
Okay, Cubs and Cardinals. Coach at Wrigley, the Cubs are 2.5 games behind first place Cardinals. Another great series in Chicago. Going to be cold up there off the lake, but always fun when the Cubs and Cardinals get together.
I think it's great. I mean, really do. It's why I think it's, it's hard to say it's a better rivalry than Boston and New York Yankees, but it's probably one of the best rivalries in baseball, and you got to love to see it because and the Cubs are interesting. I mean, really, I follow them because I think the world of Joe Madden. I think he's the best.
Yeah.
And I watch him, and they do some little things that's making them a much better. They're getting better and better, getting more consistent. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. They all can hit home runs.
I like it too, Stevie. These days, these series mean something.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, we're talking about top of the division.
Top of the division. Hey, can Tiger win the PGA in 2 weeks, Coach?
Tiger can do anything. If anybody can do it, Tiger can do it, believe me. You know that as well as I do. Will it be easy? No.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the one thing you got to understand, the thing that has to come back for him is the putting. If the putting comes back for him, he'll have a good chance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, Coach, keep your head down. Have a great round, and I love the fact that you're out there all the time. I love it.
Coach, it's a little cool.
That's all I can do, guys. That's all I can do. So we'll see you in a little bit. Okay.
Hey, Coach, how hot is it down there? Because it's cool up here. What's the
today?
Yeah.
It's 79 right now. It'll be a high about 86 today.
That's what we're talking about. Okay. Hey, hit him straight, Coach. Thank you.
All right, Phil. Thank you.
God bless you. Coach. Mike Ditka. Down in Naples preparing to play. 79's nice. He's got a shorts, collared shirt.
Well,
he's ready to go. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, always a pleasure. Johnny, thank you for popping
in. Hey, thank you. Always great talking. Great. Good to hear the coach.
It's
good. Yeah, he didn't get that much when he signed $12,000, but anyway.
$12,000, first round pick. $12,000.
But he got a $6,000 bonus, but that was only if he made it through all 12 games.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah, a lot different in the day.
Things have changed.
Oh, boy. ESPN 93.5.
You used to tell them all those years ago, you can be anything, go anywhere. That's what you told them, right? And they listened, and they tried. And sometimes they failed, but you said every failure is a lesson. So they tried again. Sometimes it seemed impossible, but impossible is never an option. You always said it was never easy to make it all the way, but you can do it. And so they did. To the graduating class of 2019, congratulations from the U of I Community Credit Union.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet. Get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
You're watching your local teams. Why not drink the local beer? Scotty's Brewhouse on Neal Street in Champaign has you covered with local beer from Champaign and East Central Illinois. There is no better place to experience the local brewing experts than at Scotty's Brewhouse. From Riggs Beer Company, Distill, Triptych, Blind Pig, and Bighorn Farms, Scotty's Brewhouse has it all covered. Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
On to BMW, drivechampaign.com. We're over there. Benjamin's kind of thinking a used Honda. And Dale's got all kinds, as you know,
yeah.
A lot. Oh, by the way, I saw Tom, was it?
Yeah, Tommy West.
Yep, Tommy was there yesterday. And we were hanging out over there at Honda BMW.
New baby in his life.
Yep. So, yeah, they've got great people ready to help. They had a spectacular April. People are really, I think it may have been their best April ever.
Awesome.
People are going to Honda BMW because they're an award-winning dealership that takes care of you. That's all you need to know. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. He's the man. Had a nice chat with Ben yesterday.
Excellent.
Service before, during, and after the sale off Neal or Brew Wash in Savoy.
High 63 expected with the clouds down to 46. Just a slight chance of showers. Same for tomorrow. High 63, low 44. 70 with partly cloudy conditions as we wrap up the weekend on Sunday. That's when they're having the mud strut at Colbert Park in Savoy to benefit the Champaign County Humane Society. It's from 4 to 7. And you never know, you could win the top prize of your dog on the label of Triptych beer coming up inside the year.
My dogs aren't old enough to drink.
I love that idea. Temperatures at 50 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, big deal tomorrow. If you have bicycles or you need exercise equipment or you want somebody to tune up your bicycle, you want to make it fit, you want to make it comfortable, get the comfortable seat. They have bikes with 4-inch tires. You got a great sale. tomorrow. For Champaign-Urbana's best destination for cycling and home fitness, you got to think Durst Cycle. Family-owned since 1935, Durst stands for quality. And coming up, a parking lot sales event Saturday, May 4th, 9 to 5 at the Champaign location on Mattis. New, used, and everything in between. Do not miss this. Durst Cycle, Saturday, May 4th, parking lot sales event, 1201 South Mattis in Champaign. Durst Cycle, amazing quality, amazing service. See the showroom top designer shop.